Well, some of more different shapes. I mean, I don't think I'd say substantially different because they were all about the same size. They were all, you know, so that you can kind of see the thickness through the hole and distribute it evenly across the shoe. But what our expert focused on were these two dominant design features. What we called at the hearing, or what the experts called at the hearing, the ring of fire and the eye of Sauron.
Yeah, but if we're looking, if the question here is an ordinary observer, are you suggesting that that's something that the ordinary observer would have been attuned to?
Yes.
They had the ring of fire.
Absolutely.
I thought those were kind of subliminal.
Not at all. Not at all. And let me explain why that is. If you look at the ring of fire, what it really is it's a synergistic interaction between big dominant design features of both the clog base and the strap. So what you get here is you have in every single one of these accused shoes, every single one, an extremely well-defined sidewall, just like in the patent, and it goes all the way around the front of the shoe, and it's continued through this strap that mirrors the width of it, mirrors the width of the sidewall.
But you agree that even if the accused clogs of the accused shoes had that ring of fire and had all of that, if there were only one hole, for instance, as opposed to the multiple holes there, an ordinary observer...
I think I'd agree with that.
...tell the difference.
I think I'd agree with that. But my only point is that what we're focusing on is what would have been confusing and created substantial similarity are big, dominant design features. Also, this Eye of Sauron. This is a synergistic interaction, again, between the strap assembly and the underlying clog, because the strap assembly is placed here with this prominent round rivet at a point on the shoe where all of these design lines and curves flow into it. It's placed at an intersection. And neither one of these existed in the prior art. They didn't exist until the inventor, Scott Siemens, took a strap of similar width and put it on the prior art clog at that location. So it's undisputed that these big dominant design features did not exist.